Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
First off, your thoughts on the governor's decision.
Well, obviously we had passed our own version of a moratorium through both houses with bipartisan support, I'll add, recently. And this executive order kind of mirrors that our legislation. However, there are some big key differences. The size of the hyperscale data centers, our bill had 20 megawatts or more being in the moratorium. Hers is 50 megawatts or more. The executive order puts a little bit more piece on the trigger for lifting the ban. Ours was a flat year moratorium. Hers ties into the state regulators, finalized what they call a generic environmental impact statement, or a GEIS. And then there's some long-term things about what we called hard statutory energy targets. The governor's does not have those. We had some renewable components and some other things tied into it. And tax and financial subsidies, she's saying that, you know, she's going to work with us to repeal the sales tax exemptions for these projects. Ours essentially forces the utilities to create separate independent service classifications for them. So there's some stark differences. Obviously, I see it in a step in the right direction, but we had, I think, a much more stricter version at the time.
Why do you think the governor should have signed the law as opposed to signing the executive order like she did today?
Well, I think she isn't opposed necessarily to signing the law. I think she wanted to get something in the works now because, as you well know, we are in a bit of an energy crunch here and some of those concerns. But, you know, this is all happening very quickly. I was just literally on a briefing to get the minor details so I can kind of come back and speak to the public about what is the actual thing. But, you know, for me, I haven't really kind of formulated an opinion yet other than, you know, obviously I supported the bill and was encouraged to see movement and momentum in both houses on it. You know, again, very much, you know, a concern about energy consumption, demand, and local prices for our consumers. That's my bottom line concern.
How hopeful are you that after this one-year moratorium ends that the governor will sign the bill that lawmakers on a bipartisan basis agree to?
I'm hopeful. I think that these amendments have to work their way out. Instead of waiting until January, she put an executive order in to kind of get some of the parts that she obviously agrees with out of the way and in place. And then, you know, that's when the negotiation between the sponsors of those bills, the relevant chairs, and everybody can get together and kind of formulate something a little bit better and maybe get a compromise on a bill. So in that respect, at least we're seeing movement. You know, that's a hopeful thing. She's acknowledging the concern, you know, that, you know, these projects, and there's two sides to it. You know, these are, you know, in some cases, very much a job creator for our building trades folks and, opportunity. But at the same time, we have to think about the bottom line for our consumers and taxpayers.
Overall, are data centers a good idea in your mind?
It depends on, you know, what they're doing. You know, we've got data centers that are working on research and medical and other things with cancer and so on. I think that those are really lofty goals. We also talk about national defense. But at the same time, we have data centers that are just, you know, Bitcoin mining and doing other things that honestly is just currency for drug dealers in my mind. Not all of them. I don't want to paint a broad brush on that, but it depends on what exactly they're doing and what they're serving. I mean, we're using AI. You're seeing companies and institutions using it. It's becoming more practice, but at the same time, we're also seeing some of the dark side of it. You know, we're not seeing the same amount of thought process going through in our students. Such a myriad of things. So I don't want to paint a broad brush if they're good or bad. It depends on what exactly they're servicing.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.